5.11
Part 3 No, she wasn't going to catch him so easily. He had already made his plans. He could catch the last ship along the Yangtze River to Chongqing. After that, no one could get there until the following spring. He arrived at Chongqing, but he was desperate now. He was not going to take any risks. There was a place called Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan, and it was 400 miles away. It could only be reached by road, and the area was full of thieves. A man would be safe there. George set out. He sighed with relief when he saw the walls of the lonely Chinese city. He could rest, at last. Mabel would never find him there. The British consul was a friend of his, and he stayed with him in his luxurious house. The weeks passed lazily, one after the other. One morning, George and the consul were in the courtyard when there was a loud knock at the door.